finish off, if we can, the discussion of Socher Matzkir today. And after that, discuss very as quickly as we can the question of Mesiras Mafteach, and then also to move on. So let me just give you a couple of additional Makoros, whatever we get through today, if not going forward. If we don't get through, I just want to speak very briefly about the Poskim in Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, the Gra, and also the Makar Chaim on the sugya of Socher Umaskir. And we may get to it today. I hope we will. But if we don't, we should look at it. On the question of Mesiras Maftechos, Rashi Tosas, of course, the Tosas in Bava Kamma and Bava Basra, the Rashbam and Bava Basra. You know, you'll see it's very clear there. The Ran here in the sugya. I mentioned already the Ravid in the Tmim Deim, Simon Lamedalad, or Chuvas Haravid, the Kapach edition, Kuf Tezvav. In connection with that also, the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav, I think I mentioned that already, and the Rambam in Hilchos Zechiyo Matana, also where he talks about Kinyan, I think it's Perek, I don't have it open at the moment, one second, I do have it. Rambam in Perek Beis, I think, of Hilchos Chiyo Matana, where he talks about Nichsei Hager. You know, from, let's say, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, I think through Dalid, probably should do it. This is the question whether or not Kinyan Chazaka requires a Maisa B'Guf HaDavar, or you can get away with doing a chazaka in the peros and still be kona the karka. So that's an important issue to talk about in context of Mesiras HaMafteach. And if you can, just look at the Ksos and see if I'll leave that out for the moment. With regard to the question of Cheskoso Baduk and Neshaile, so to Gemara, of course, Rashi Tosis, Rambam. Also look at the Ran Dibra Maskel Hamaskir and Cheskoso Baduk. Baduk, maybe we'll add a few things. And regarding the Shaile, also, again, at the Ran, Dibra Maskel Garsinan, and the Ritva Dibra Maskel Deleise Lekaman de Shaile. We did it last year, but we'll look at it again quickly. And just remember, those who were here last year, the Balamor and Mochamos in the beginning of Chulin, or the Rajba, and the parallel to Rashi and Tosas in the beginning of Ksuvas and Beis Amid Aleph and the Mishnah there. Again, the issue is whether or not we we say the din of Efshel Levar Tzorach Levar, right? Do you rely on Chazakos when you can ascertain more directly? You can reconstruct what took place. A very interesting question. When do you apply Klalei Hachra in halacha, like Sfek Sfeka and Chazaka or Rove, when it's possible actually to be Mavara or to better be Mavara? So that's something we talked about very extensively last year. I only want to touch on it now, but to speak about it at least quickly. And then with regard to Nemanus Isha Ve'eved, just one second, make sure nothing. Okay. With regard to Nemanus Isha Ve'eved, also look at the Rishonim al Atar, the Rosh and Simon Gimel, the Meiri pages 12 to 14, Rashi and Tosas and Gittin, and of Beis on Beis, the Ravid and the Kasav Shahir in Psachim, and Rabbeinu David, and the Tosas Rid. Okay, so we'll try to go as quickly as we can because I really want to get to Dalet Amud Beis and Bittel, but these are important stops along the way. Okay, so we've been discussing this very small sugya, but very important sugya of Maskir and Socher, which, as I say, tests number one, a topic which is not our topic, which is the relationship between the Maskir and the Socher, the nature of Schirus. That turns out to be a very fertile issue and discussion. The second question, of course, is what effect that has on Baal Yirah, and more specifically on Bedikas Chametz. And each of these issues is complicated. So the relationship between Bedika Darabanan and Baal Yirah Daraisa, or Bedika Daraisa, you know, for that matter, is complicated by things that we already know about and things that we are unearthing, you know, to add to that list. At the same time, the question of Maskir and Socher, again, all throughout Shas is this interesting question of who's the real owner? Is Schirus an authentic Kinyan? Does it exclude the Maskir? Should you be Michalik between different things? And that's pretty much what we were trying to figure out yesterday. So you have the Sugya and Daf Kuf Aleph till the end of Ashoel, a bunch of issues, which can either be attributed to Umdana or might actually be a question about who's in the driver's seat, who's the default owner, and with respect to what? You know, things that have to do with the future, things that have to do with the present, things that are intrinsically a din in the bias, things that are a din in the bias legabe Misha Darbo, as opposed to simply plain dinim of the Gavra Hadarbo. So these are complicated issues. And that's what we spent Sunday trying to figure out. Just to add a little bit to that, and we'll get back to it a little bit in Mesiras HaMafteach, just to add a little bit, the Gemara in Psachim and Vav Amud Aleph, which is also like the Gemara in Bava Metzia, especially Nun Vav, where the Gemara discusses Onah, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara discusses Shvisas, Behema B'Shabbos, and Avodah Zarah, and being Machil, you know, Behema, you know, Truma. So another Gemara like that is actually our Gemara here in Vav Amud Aleph, and it's particularly very prominently quoted in this context, we'll get to that in just a minute, by Rabbeinu David. But of course, it's very relevant objectively, and of course, more specifically, you know, to the Shaka Vitari in our Gemara, and as Rabbeinu David highlights it even further. So let's just look at that Gemara for a minute. Eitan Kasevitz, you have it open? Yeah, just to get it again on the record. When we get to Vav Amud Aleph, we'll probably speak more extensively about it, but it's important to bring it up here at least somewhat. So what is that Gemara about? Or let's read that Gemara and discuss it.
Yes.
Tanrabanan?
Yeah. Say Tanrabanan nachrish nechatz lechatzir shalai yisrael b'tzeko b'yado as ein zakek levar. If kidu eitz zakek levar, yichel lo bias ein zakek levar.
Okay, so one at a time. Nachrish yichnis nichnas lechatzir yisrael b'tzeko b'yado. Who? So it's his chametz, and it's and he's just physically in the rishus of the Yisrael, right?
Right.
And what's it in? Ein zakek levar. So if being in the chametz in the physical rishus of a Yisrael alone, per se, without any kind of legal relationship to it, or at least if there's a different legal owner, a legal owner who's mufka from Baal Yirah Baal Yimatze, right, like an achri, that is not mechayivya. Like, what would be the havamina? No, that physical rishus would be enough. Is there going to be any echo of that in terms of chiv tashpisu or Baal Yirah Baal Yimatze? Like, what about Yisrael v Yisrael? Ah, something we'll have to keep an eye open for. Okay, this is already food for thought. But hifkido etzlo, if he's mekabel achrayas, go ahead, Eitan, what does that mean?
Yes, he's mekabel achrayas. So if the Jew is mekabel, if the Yisrael is mekabel achrayas, then we say that he does have to do beer.
So that's a situation where you have Rishus Yisrael and Achrayas Yisrael, even though you also have Bailos Akum. Right, it gets complicated. Again, it's not my fault, but it just, you know, unfortunately or fortunately, it just is because there are a lot of variables. So what we're being told is Bailos Akum Rishus Yisrael without there being any legal relationship whatsoever is Pater. Right? Bailus Akum Achrayus Yisrael Birshus Yisrael Yerchayev. Okay, go ahead. What's the third one?
Yeah, and
Yichelobayis.
Sorry, yeah. Yichelobayis ain't Akul Levar.
Okay, so what does Yichelobayis mean?
Yes, Rashi explains that it's not, there's no Kabbalah Sakhrayas.
Rashi says there's no Kabbalah Sakhrayas. So you don't have any responsibility for the, but, and go ahead.
You say Hari Bias Lefanecha. So.
So it's physically your bias, but it's not, but there's some sort of a legal maneuver on the bias. Right?
Right.
Let's assume that for a moment, the kind of Schirus Makom on the bias. This is very important, obviously, because we're just in the Masker Socher, etc. So basically, there's Schirus Makom, the equivalent, let's say, of Schirus Makom to the non-Jew. And what does the Gemara say about that? Yichel Abayis, Ein Zokuk Levar. So it's Bailus Akum. Right? According to Rashi, it's Bailus Akum, Beli Achrayis, right? And it's Chirus Makom as well. So there are basically two strikes against it. Why would you think? Because when are you chayiv? When there is Rishus and Achrayis. Here we have a situation where there is no Achrayis and no Rishus. Correct? Seems a bit of like a no-brainer in a way. Okay. Shenemar
lo yimatzeh. So then the Gemara says, my kamar. So what's the drasha? Amar of Papa Resha Kayev Achi Kamar. If Kidu Eitzlo Zakuk Levar, Shenemar lo yimatzeh.
So he says, lo yimatzeh is not the case of. So our Papa thought, what is this talking about? That if Kidu Eitzlo Zakuk Levar, it's when you're Chayev. Okay. But that you're Patur in the case of Yichud Lamakom, even though you're the maskir, right, is pasha. According to Rashi, that it's Beli Kabbalah Zachrayas, it's, you know, particularly pasha, I guess. Correct?
Right.
Okay. What does Rashi say?
Rashi, Amalama Sev Vachi Kamar. Yichel Abayis Ein Zakuk Levar, Shem Alei Matzeh Ba'atecha.
Yichel Abayis Ein Zakuk Levar, but only because of Gzeres HaKasuv. Shenemar lo yimatze bivatecha. So, v'ha lav didehu. Right? Denachri ki kama'ayel. So, meaning, so the reason that you're patur is because the schirus makom helps. Correct?
Okay.
The Schirus Makom makes you Pater, and you need Exeris HaKasev of Lo Yimatzeh to teach you that. Okay. According to, who is this, Ravashi? Otherwise, we would have thought that since you're the Maskir, even though you have no Kabbalah Zacharias and no Bailus, that Rishus alone would make you Chayiv. Right? That seems like Chiddush. That seems to be a significant expansion of Bal Yiroah. That if something, according to the, I'm reading at the moment according to Rashi, if you have something that you don't own, that you don't have a relationship to, but which is in your, somewhat in your home, right? even though it's not, you know, even fully in your home, or it's kind of quasi in your home, that would be enough for Bal Yirah. That's a chumra Bal Yirah. That, if you froze that moment, says the Gemara, go ahead. The Gemara goes even further. Lememer the Schiros Kanya?
Yeah, so lememer the Schiros Kanya, Beltan.
Schiros. Go ahead.
Beltan, Afmakam Shomer Lahatsker, Lola Beis Dira, Amr Pesha Machis and Latocho, Avodazara.
This, of course, is a quote from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that we read.
Right?
So the Gemara is saying that you see from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that the Yisrael retains Bailus. And therefore, he should be Chayev for Bayirah Bayimatzeh, even though the Bailus and the Achrayus Al Hakum. Correct?
Right.
Was the Gemara?
Shani Yachadaf Girchmana Blush and Layamatze. Misha Matzabiatra, Yazazze, Shana Matzabiatra.
So it sounds like for Rav Papa, this is a Dabar Pashut, but for Rav Ashi, this is Xeris Hakasuf. And Xeris Hakasuf says, that there's a, even though there seems to be a basis, right, to be mechayev you, because you're the maskir, even though you have no Kabbalah, according to Rashi, you have zero Kabbalah Sachrayas. So again, this points to a significant possible chumra. Kamash Malan, not true. Lo Yimatze. Even though it's your Rishus, right? Again, does the lo yimatzeh mean, how do you understand the lo yimatzeh in this conclusion, Eitan? What could you say?
It just seems to tell you that you have to have a stronger sense of bailus than you normally would.
In order to violate bayirah bayimatzeh, you need a stronger sense of either rishus,
not rishus, rishus.
Or bailus,
rishus.
In order to be chayav. So, yeah. Meaning something that, is the Gemara saying, you know, is the Gemara here basically concluding that Tzchiras is not Mechira or Kinyan, Lesocher at all? And this whole conclusion rests on the Gzeres HaKasav of Lo Yimatzeh. And then it's a bigger Kiddush, meaning Bal Yirah Bayimatzeh is difficult to accomplish. Right? That's one of the meta issues that we're always interested in. Like, is the default that you're chayiv or the default that you're potter? We're interested in the factors and their objective standing. We're interested in the role that the factors play within Bal Yirah. But we're also interested kind of in this bigger question, which in the back of our minds is connected to two things. Number one, Rabbi Shmuel, which can either be a huge kula or a huge kumra or both. And number two, the fact that the Torah speaks about gevulcha, Beischa, etc., putting an emphasis right on Rishus. So all I'm saying is that for the way Rashi reads this Gemara, there are still two ways to understand it, Lamaskana. One is that, well, in Kol Torah, if you think in Kol Torah Kula, the status of Schirus is more complicated, right? Clearly the thrust of this Gemara is that the Maskir is the main owner. But, that could mean that the socher is nothing. He just says kinyoni tashmishim, right? And then you really, maybe you do need lo yimatzeh. Maybe it is partially a din in Bal Yirah, right? To teach you that, you know, we're treating this, even though it belongs completely to the maskir, right? Somehow, you know, the yichud bias of the socher is enough to neutralize Bal Yirah. Right? It's never that simple. The masker has an interest and he continues to have a stake. But the socher has some kinyanim too. All these gemaras that speak about kani, lo kani, you know, have to be reevaluated because there are different levels. So maybe when the conclusion is lo yimatze, right? What we're really saying is, even though the socher, I'm sorry, even though the masker, the aspect that the socher usually has is enough. Because in order to violate Bayira, it requires, a lot of connections to you. Okay, so hard to know exactly what the maskana of the Gemara is. Hein legabe masker socher, hein legabe Bayira bayimatze. But either way, if we're talking about Rashi, the thrust of this sugya is in a way the chiddush, that we were contemplating, that even without achrayus, it would be chayav for Bal Yirah. Okay, so whether the thing to emphasize in the, on one end, it sounds like the maskana is saying, we're more mekel, in Bal Yirah than we would be in other dinei masker v'socher. But for Rashi, it's tempered by the hava mina, which is that we're more machmir to begin with because there's no relationship, to the chametz aside from the physical rishus part. So are we more impressed with the hava mina of the maskana? I don't know. Okay. On the other hand, how does Tosis interpret the sugya? Go ahead, Eitan.
Yes, Tosis says, Yichelo bias, perisha kunchas delo kibel of acharias, el amrle acharia bias of anacha, v'kashalari ma'ir yichar afir lo yichanami, v'achinami masik besomach l'meimar d'schiras kanya.
Lo yiched, there shouldn't be, what's Tosis saying?
That it would still physically be in the house of the masker.
No,
that's or not the masker.
He's saying if Rashi's right, then it's lo kibbal ala b'chrayas. And all there is schiris makom. Then even if lo yiched, and it's legamri with the rishus of the masker, there's no kabbalas achrayas here. So why would you think that there's ba'ira? V'hochanami masik b'samach l'meimar, d'schiras kanya. Even though typically it's not. Maybe it could be that Tosis is interpreting the Gemara as saying that, the opposite of Rashi. I mean, there's no havamina that you would ever violate by Rabbi Yimatze simply on the basis of physical rishus. If you have zero relationship with the Chavtza, you're not an owner and you don't even have Kabbalah Sacharias, right? So therefore, that part of Rashi, namely that even absent the minimum connection to the Chametz, you would still think that there could be Ba'ira, that Tosis eliminates that. I mean, Tosis seems to have a higher standard, at least for the Hava Mina, for Ba'ira. It's more difficult to violate Ba'ira. You need some sort of a bond with the actual Chametz, not just through its presence. So what does Tosis say? Pir Shemini Tam.
Shemini Tam, da fila b'achrayas, Mayri. That'll be the Chiddush.
Oh, so if you have achrayas, now everything is turned on its head in a way, right? Because you have achrayas. Now the question is, when you have achrayas, but you don't have rishus, or you have quasi rishus, because once it's achrayas, there's much more of a reason to think that you'll violate. Now, the level of rishus that you require becomes open to question, right? So if it's physically in your rishus, and there's Kabbalah Sacharias, even though there's Bailus of the Goy, that's still a Chiddush. You could have said, well, the Bailus of the Goy trumps everything. No, you have a legal relationship to it that competes with the Bailus. Maybe competes, maybe is less, maybe is equal, maybe is more. If it's more, there's nothing to talk about. If it's equal or less, right? But now the question is, what about Rishus? So the Gemara says, the Gemara is weighing whether Yichud Bayis should matter or not. Why? So the Gemara says, well, listen, if it's schiros, then maybe it'd be potter. But if it's reshus shel maskir, I'm sorry, if schiros is kinyan, then there's a reason to be potter. But if it's not, you know, then it's the maskir who's mekabel achrayus and has the chefetz in his reshus. Isn't that exactly what we said is chayev? Right? Eitan, correct? So what I'm saying is, according to Tosas, the whole direction of the Gemara has to be flipped. That's why he says, "Mishimachi mapik milo imatze." Because there's a good reason now. There is Kabbalah Zacharias. That's a strong reason to make the Yisrael chayiv by Rabbi Imatze. And the masker is the real bailin, or he's retained some of the bailus. So the Gemara's conclusion, not so much the Havamina is weird. Havamina isn't so mechudash. Again, for Rashi, the Havamina is mechudash, and we're not sure how to take the maskana. Right? It could be the Havamina and the maskana are opposite chidushim for Rashi. But for Tosas, at least, the Havamina is not mechudash. It's very reasonable. The question is how mechudash is the maskana. That's why you need lo'i matzei. Go ahead. The lechashiv matzui kivan
sheyichad labayis.
Okay, but you know, what is this yichad labayis? So the more now you can hang on schiras being a kinyan, okay, maybe it's not a kinyan l'gabi avarazara to be poter the mask here, right? Or to be poter shvisa shabbos, or to be considered kinyan kaspo in Truma, right? But the evidence still is from Ona and maybe from other things that it's a kinyan legabi the socher, or it's a miktsas kinyan, right? And what we're saying in Lo Yimatzei is that Lo Yimatzei taps in to that subtle part of the socher's kinyan. So then the maskana isn't so mechudash either. Right? Because we're basically saying, you know what? There is Kabbalah Zacharias, but Lo Yimatzei is Mechadesh, that the quasi Kinyan of Schiros is enough to be considered Eino B'Shuso. Okay. And with regard to Goy, that should be enough. Okay. But if you take the view, by the way, again, it's hard to know. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be mefalpel here. But let's say like this, you know, according to Balei Tosas in Bava Metzia and in Avodah Zarah, right, who downplay Kinyan Schiros Liyomei, even in Onah, etc., right? If that means that they're generally more inclined to think the masker is really the bailin, right? Unlike what I was suggesting for the Rambam. So, then maybe the maskana really here is mechudash, meaning to violate Bal Yiroya, right? Even though it's shamaskir, and even though there's Kabbalah Sachrayas, right? Rishus Kol Shehu of the Goy is poter, or the absence of full rishus of the maskir is not mechayev. Okay? And then he adds in the end, go ahead, v'rav papa islay misvara.
Yeah, v'rav papa islay misvara, kevin sheyich lo bayis avikilo kibel avachrayas alchemso shonachri beisho shonachri.
Whoa. Well, again, the assumption, I guess, is that there is Kabbalah Zacharias, but that the yichud lo bayis, right, is really considered Beis HaShol Nachri. L'gabe there, even without its Eretz HaKasuv. Meaning what? He holds, Rav Papa holds that, you know, that Schiros in general is more of a Kenyan? or that he holds again in Bal Yiroa, that in order to derail Bal Yiroa, physical Rishus or Rishus Kaldu was enough, even without Exeris HaKasa. Okay? So that's the Sugya Vav Amud Aleph. Once again, a question about where do you draw the line of Maskir V'socher? B, right? What is the required intense level of Rishus in order to be Mechayev you Bal Yirah? Or, for Rashi, of relationship to the Be'en, meaning even Kabbalah Zacharias. So this is a very interesting, very important sugya. Again, you have to work it all out. You just have to keep these lists and keep things in your mind. Okay. Now, in light of that, I'm sorry?
Once we are connecting all the Bali at Tosfos, is it possible that this Tosfos on Dav Vav is also connected to Tosfos we saw in Chaf Aleph?
Yeah, 100%. I was just about to mention that. Yeah, which again seems to be, again, it's hard to know what that Tosfos exactly means. Where we talked about the Marshal and others, right? But Tosfos was saying there, right, that even in the seemingly absence of Bedika, in some cases you won't violate Bal Yirah, right? So it could be. It could very well be that that Tosfos is connected to that as well. It's not, in other words, the default is it's difficult to violate Bal Yirah. You require a whole bunch of things together to violate. And again, that could just be technically what it means. But I suspect that a lot of this has to do with the background of Rabbi Yishmael and plus, this role of Gevulcha, Beischa, etc. So I think that's a good ha'ara. Having said that,
Rabbi
brought to my attention yesterday that Rashi here on Dalet Omid Aleph, when he talks about Bershusei Koi, says Shaharei Ata Habayis Shelo, which in light of our discussion about Socher Maskir, as brief as it was, is very curious. Meaning, you could have said in the Gemara, and for some Rishonim, you certainly could say that the Chakira in the Gemara is the Chametz's shell Maskir, right? And as far as Socher is concerned, what he has on his side is that it's Birshusei Kai, meaning the Chametz is in his Rishus. But that doesn't mean he's the Baal on the Rishus. Is he the Bailam on the Rishus? Or is it just the Dinim that have to do with where the object is, strictly speaking, right? The Mokom, not the Bailus of the Rishus. So it's interesting that Rashi adds that extra word. Might it be that Rashi, unlike Bali Tosfos and Bava Metzia and Avodah Zarah, takes more literally or seriously the idea that Socher sometimes is a Bailut, like the Rambam? I think that's a good ha'ara. Does that have anything to do with him also being more open in Yichud Labayis, that even though there's no Achrayas, and even though the Gemara, is weighing the Schiros issue, to say, well, there is some Schiros there, even the Maskana. Not sure. That might be too pilpalistic. Not sure. Okay, so that's one. Secondly, in connection with all of this, I just want to mention one other Rambam. There are many other Rambams, but it's one that I forgot on the list yesterday. I was trying to prove in the Rambam that the Rambam has a very complex view of Tzchiros. And that on the one hand, he, more than any other Rishon, seizes on the line in Hazav about Onah and about Schiris being Bechira Lidzman Katsu or Bechira Liyomei, and he even you know, quotes it gratuitously, right? Perek Zayin, Hilchos Chiras Halacha Aleph, and other places. Maybe we'll get track them all down, you know, when we finish this up completely. At the same time, the Rambam Shita is, you know, striking for giving priority to the maskir. Because the Rambam is an advocate of the socher's bailus, but at the same time seems to, more than anyone else, retain the formal ownership of the maskir, which we would have thought would be mutually exclusive. But once you think about it and you formulate it, and especially you see it within a closed system, we realize that those could be two different dinim. One is the maskir status and the other is socher status. They don't have to be mutually exclusive. Moreover, it might be le'inyan this and le'inyan that, etc. But that's, in any case, the controversial psak of the Rambam, that kinyan chatzer legabe zevel belongs to the maskir, and that the socher only has rights vis-a-vis his own behemos in his own chatzer, or in the chatzer that he's being socher. So in light of that, we also pointed out, you know, that the Rambam is clear in Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Trumos, like the Gemara's in Avodah Zarah. Apparently he's not sleeping, he's not losing any sleep over what Tosas thought was a contradiction. And for good reason, maybe. He just has a way more complicated view. So there are other Rambams to throw into this mix. We'll speak of more of them about Maseiros HaMafteach. But one that is particularly like directly relevant is am I the wrong Rambam? Yeah. Perek Hei Hilchos Tohen Halacha Hei. 1 second. Oh, I had it here. Oh, here it is. Okay. Before Pesach, I'll have to clean up my desk, you know. It's part of the search for chametz, of course. Not spring cleaning. Perek Hei Halacha Hei. So this is, and I think one of the, on the side, in the Makoros Vitzayunim of Frankel, he makes reference to this Rambam. Just look at this Rambam. They do a good job on that. So Perek Hei Halacha Hei. Anybody have it? Sam. Koslov. Do you have it? I didn't give you this to look at, so I'm not, again, I'm trying to limit the marmakoma so we can get through the more basic ones. But you'll, go ahead.
I don't have it open right now, but I can pull it up. It's
can you do it quickly?
It's Perek Hei Halacha.
Hey.
Hey.
If you can also get the Magid Mishnah. If not, I'll ask you something else. Is it going to take too long?
I know I have it here. Perek Hei Halacha Chametz Matzah.
No. Toin. Toin Venita. Okay, we'll get back to you in a second, because I just don't want to think too much. Jonathan, you have it? I haven't seen Jonathan in a while. Jonathan?
Yeah.
Oh, I should just mention, I think Avram sent out. I apologize for those people that I wasn't able to do live today, but the bureaucracy requires another day or so. Jonathan?
Yeah.
You have it?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, Toin al Chaver of Amr Lo Shnei Chadashim Shechanta Vechatzri Ve'ata Chayiv Li Schar Shnei Chadashim V'Amr Lo Shechanti Ela Chadash Echad Harizeh Motiv Mixad Vim Haya Schar HaChadash Kofer Bo Shava Shnei Kasef Nishba She'en HaTayna B'Guf HaKarka Ela B'Schar HaShehu Metapolin. Well, at the beginning, we... Mm-hmm.
What's the back? The background is a little Bab Metzia. I don't know how many of you have learned Bab Metzia.
I've not learned Bab Metzia.
Okay. But you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, great. So what's the background? The background is, or anybody who learned Shavuos also, by the way. Who learned Shavuos? A lot of people here. right? I'm just looking at who, well, definitely Avraham, but, and Natan for sure. Natan, what's the background? Oh, Natan. Natan, you around for Shavuos? No. Oh. I think of you of having always been here, you know what I'm saying? In a good way. Like, you know, can't think of Shia without you. Yeah. Natan, background?
Kein Hataina.
What?
Now, Kein Hataina.
No. That's also a requirement of what it makes us. But what's the, as the Rambam himself makes clear, Einish Boi Malakakos. Right? So here, you have a Din Torah revolving around rent money. Not so unusual, by the way. Right? How much rent do you owe the landlord? And there's more to be mixed us. But the question is this karka or metaltalin? It's schirus makom. It's not schirus of a animal or a kli. It's schirus makom of a place. And yet the Rambam treats it as, since eina taina begufa karka ela bischara, shehu metaltalin. So what does he mean by that? So you could think that what he means is that since the actual argument is about how much money he's going to pay, so it doesn't depend on the mechayev, it depends on the actual issue that they're talking about. He's going to write a check. He's going to hand him cash. He's going to hand him, you know, some equivalent value. Right? But it's not so simple because there's another Rambam, a complicated Rambam, Natan, Perkei Halacha Beis. Remember?
Yeah, the Rambam Ravid there.
The Rambam the Ravid, exactly. Chofer Sada Chavei Rabor Shichan Umaros, Bivsida, Barei Chayv L'Shalem, the Rambam, right, discusses the whole halachas. I mean, I read from the middle. When there's a din Torah about karka, it's Einish Boi Malakarka. When there's a din Torah about being Mazik Karka, says the Rambam, it's also a Din Torah about Karka, says the Ravid. Omer Avram, Dirin Dvarim, Shetov Ulamalos, Hachafiros, Ulahashvos, Hachatzeros, Avlam Tol Shalem, Pichso, Reukashar Tvios. The Ravid says it depends what the Taina is. Is a Taina you must bring back your bulldozers and make me complete? Or is the Taina write me a check? But the Rambam doesn't say that that's the distinction here at all. This is perceived as the Rambam's view that Dmei Karka is Kekarka. Right? And then I don't want to get into the whole discussion about Reb Chaim has, et cetera, you know, about what's the difference, is there a difference between, you know, Dmei Mazik and Dmei Chavala, you know, and things of that sort. But in light of that, Halacha Hey becomes more difficult. So the Magid Mishnah addresses it. Sam, do you have it now? Do you have the Magid Mishnah open?
My Rambam, actually, I have one of those big one volume.
You're kidding. You have a Rambam without Nosa Kalim?
When I need Nosa Kalim, there's a different Rambam.
Okay. So the thing, it's not a bad idea to learn the Rambam without the Nosa Kalim first to get an impression. But the Nosa Kalim are always so good that, you know, you always have to follow through with them. Okay. But for now, so Jonathan, go ahead. You're Jonathan?
Yeah, no, I had the Magid Mishnah. I just
I was reading it before to figure out which part.
He says, starts off by saying, Zenira Pasha, do you have that?
Yeah, Zenira Pasha, Shetzchiros Karka, Achar Azman, Chov Gamarho, Kivan, Shem, Shemachluk, Kasan, Midamim, Shem Hai Machluk, Shizeh, Omar, Yeshli, Dorba, Adain, Vala, Kofer, Harizeh, Tivias Karka.
That's, did Ramam say that? No. Maginesha says this. Let's say they really had a dispute about, you know, whether or not I have another month left to live there or not. He's assuming the Rambam would say that that's karka. And there would only be hesses. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have to look at it. The fish of schiros, karka, areuka karka. Go ahead.
Now
he's quoting the Rambam that we just quoted.
That's what
Sha'afim ha'isa tanasim b'divrei mecher karka gon shalotoin macharti es asodava mecher kayim v'techayiv limin adamim mana halam modelo. He said that would have been the same thing kachni early. So the Magen Mishnah basically, nowhere I want to spend much more time on this, but the Magen Mishnah is basically trying to ravid what the ravid does to Perkei Halacha Beis. The Magen Mishnah is trying to do to Perkei Halacha Hei. Meaning the Imtomar, the implicit Imtomar is, why isn't this like Halacha Beis? It's about to make karka. So he's saying, you're right. If the dispute was, can I continue living there? That would be different than how much money do I owe you? And moreover, Schiras Karka is Kekarka Lagamri. Whatever we're saying here is applicable to Mechiras Karka too, because it's totally different than Hay Beis, where the Mechayed is something that happened to the Hefts of Karka, meaning the Mazik, the Chafira. Whereas here, the Karka is okay. It's just a monetary dispute regarding it. And therefore, Bein Schiras, Bein Mechira, even the Rambam says this by Schiras. But Bein Schiras, Bein Mechira, be the same thing. I don't know if the Magen Mishnah is not correct, Chalila. I mean, he might be correct. The distinctions he's making are very reasonable. I just think that there's something else, given the Rambam Shita, to throw into the mix. Maybe it's different between Mechira and Schiros. Because even though the Rambam does think that Legabe Ona and Legabe Kinyanim and Legabe other things, that Schiros Karka is Kakarka, the Rambam, we also know, has this very interesting dialectical view about Schiros. That in some respects, it's viewed as Mechira Liyomei. And the more we view it as Mechira Liyomei, right, that they should be Hal B'Hotalia. But in another respect, he holds that the Maskir remains the Bailin. Namely, that the din that Tzchiris is Mechira Liyomei is limited. And that for some dinim, all it is Kinyane Tashmishin, or some sort of quasi status. So, for that reason, you might say that the whole din of the Rambam here is different. Okay? It'll be a few other Rambams, which we'll get back to. Okay. That's as far as, you know, what we've done so far. Now, let's move on. Excuse me. Let's continue with our other discussions. Oh, so before we get back to, I mean, we discussed Rashi. We said what we said about Rashi based on this analysis of Socher Maskir. I stand by that. I think it makes sense. Let's talk about Tosas for a minute, and then let's get back and see a couple of other perspectives on these issues from the Chachmei Sfarad, Chachmei Provence that that are relevant to our discussion of Rashi. Okay, so first let's talk about Tosas. Yeah.
Also, are we assuming, I don't know if this is relevant, but are we assuming that the Rambam applies Mechir Leome to Karka also?
I think I mentioned the other day that I think that there's room to be Mechalik. I also think I mentioned that when it comes to, the Gemara says it in context of Ona, right? That's certainly talking about Metaltalin. The Rambam, interestingly, applies it to Ona Bakarka, right, but without mentioning the words Mechira Leome. So that's why I was a little bit mistopic. On the other hand, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is certainly talking about Dinei Schiros Karka. Right? And his Chatzar issue is certainly Schiros Karka, but that's in both directions. Personally, I do think that it would be very reasonable to be Mechalek between Schiros Karka and Schiros Metaltalin regarding these complicated issues. I think I mentioned that, but I stand by that. But in the Rambam, I think it's hard to pin that down. Harder to pin that down. Okay? And this is some of the mixed evidence. Okay. So let's talk about Tosas for a minute. Jonathan.
Yeah.
What is Tosas's view of the sugya?
Tosas distinguishes what exactly the word didei here in our Gemara meant. Like, why would we say didei? And then he explains.
I mean, Tosas has a problem.
Yeah, Tosas doesn't understand why. What's the svar of didei? Why would that make the masker chayev? Are you referring to the ala masker livdok Tosas or a different Tosas?
Yeah.
So I think that's Tosas's question.
Correct. Now, just as background, what Tosas doesn't say explicitly here, but what I think is the background, is let's remember that Tosas on Beis Amud Aleph thinks that Bedikas Chametz is always Rabbanan. Right, Jonathan?
Yeah.
And you can fill in the end.
And I mean, it's more Machmir than other areas of Israel in terms of Israel.
Okay, great. That's true. But on the other direction, what is Bedikas Chametz Rabbanan?
Like the reason for it? Like, so you don't.
Yeah, the reason for it.
Yeah, he says the reason why, so they don't come to eat chametz on Pesach.
Exactly. So, when you're learning the sugya, you know, that's one of the curious things about this. It's a strange little sugya and very challenging. That's why we're spending like 2.5 days on it. You'd think, like when you start off, okay, clearly there's a Masker Socher issue, you know, and there are other issues. But what would the other issue be? It's about Bedika. So like the first thing that goes to your mind would be, at least in my mind, is, oh, Rashi and Tosas. Like for Rashi, if this was Daraisa, we'd be talking about Bedika to neutralize by Rabbi Matze. And for Tosas, okay, as it turns out, Rashi, maybe because he's sensitive to that, said, no, that's not what this sugya is about. Right? There's Bittul here. This is the Bedika de Rabbanah. Now, what would it have been had it been Bedika Doraisa? Marshal. And what would it have been had it been Bayura Doraisa? Rashash. And we'll get back to all that because there are alternatives, right, to these conclusions. And they both think, each in his own way, Alamaskir. Rashi doesn't say it. Other Akronim think that Rashi might say Alasocher. Certainly other Rishonim might think that. But the point is that for Tosas, right, similarly, when you see the Safek in the Gemara, Almi Livdok, Socher the Maskir, my Muskal Rishon, right, have been, Jonathan, would have been who? Socher Maskir.
Of course, course, the Socher, because at the end of the day, the Masker could be anywhere in the world, but the Socher has a property right now, and he's the one that could come to eat it.
Exactly. If the reason Tosus is so emphatic about for B'dikas Chametz is Shema Yochal, so it's the person who's going to live there on Pesach. Pasha. So what's the whole subject of the Gemara about?
Yes, that's what Tosos needs to give to it. I mean, yeah, he gives the apostle land and he rejects it and he gives a different one.
Exactly. So now, with that in mind, even though Tosos doesn't say this, although Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz, which we're going to read inside in a minute, Sam, you have Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz? We'll let you get it on the... We're going to have to build up Sam's library. Like a project. You're not one of those Sony Matonos people, are you? Not Svarim. Okay. So anyways, so Jonathan, let's hit the Tosus. Tosus doesn't say, look what I wrote on Beis Amud Aleph. But we'll see in a moment, Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz does mention this. So default, Tosus is going to have a hard Masker has to do with any of this. The default is the Talas Socher. Whereas for Rashi, had it been a Doraisa, and that's what the Rashash and the Marshal, each one is saying, what about B'dikas Doraisa, what about Bayira? The default is that it's all a Masker. Well, what does the Socher have to do with anything? That's where we came in to explain it's the Din D'Rabbanan, the B'dikas, and all the things we said. But for Tosus, one would think, right, exactly what Jonathan just said, right? The candidate is the Socher. Hard to explain what the Masker has to do with anything here. Go ahead.
So Tosu says, in Lefarish Hatam, Kivan Deshalohu, Zain Adam Yachol Levatal Elohu, Chai Ledok, Dim Kain, Amai Nakar, Masker Lechaver B'Yudalad, Afilu B'Yugimel Yitzchayah Masker, Mahai Taima Levdok.
Yeah, so that's what he's saying. Again, what he doesn't say, Vim Tomar, like, what is the Masker? Why is the Masker even a candidate? But that's what's implicit. Correct?
Yeah.
And if you know Tosus on base, even though he doesn't link them explicitly, it's helpful that Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz does. But even without that, it's like a natural. I didn't survey the acronym on this Tosus, but I'm guessing quite a few of them must bring this up. Okay, so the answer is, the B'dika is only Drabbanan Shema Yochal, but the B'dika has another function, namely Biur, or Bittul. And the Bittul, right, which Tosus is very, even as Tosus on Beis Amud Aleph is dismissive, Daraisa, of B'dika, he is a big Bittul person. But that's his whole thing. So the B'dika is Drabbanan, but it procures the Chafetz for the sake of Biur, which is Tashbisu, according to Tosus, and Bittul. Correct? And the only person who could do the Bittul is the Masker. I guess if you're talking about the Biur, Socher could do the Biur. The question is whether he's be obligated to do the Biur. That's a Bayirah question about Rishus. But if you're talking about definitively, the only person pragmatically who can do the Bittul is the person who owns it. It's Hefker. Tosus L'shitaso. So Tosus says, that would have been a good way to read the Gemara. But Then the suffix wouldn't just be limited to Yom Yadalid. It would apply to Yom Yad Gimel too. Right? But now we totally can get into why it's totally Lishitaso about his view of Bittul as well as his view of B'dika in a way. Yeah, go ahead. The Kach B'farish Ri.
The Chamira Didehu, V'chal Alav Chia B'dika, Shah Achat Kodem Shaskira.
Shaskira. Ooh. What do you think about this? It's not because he's the only one who can do the bittul.
No, I mean, the reason why is
because he's going to be chayav for Bal Yeruah. It's because what?
The Didei is enough to create the chayav of Bidika. I mean, the assumption was it wasn't.
The question here is whether, because at the time when Yadalid was chal, and there's a chayav Bidika's chametz, at that point he was the owner of the place. There was no change in title yet. So the Shema Yochal, which is the Mechayiv of the Bedika, is Chalalav. Now, midstream, there's a better Shema Yochal. But the legal obligation, right, already began. So what's fascinating is, Tosis is basically assuming what? And there's a bit of a chiddush. We'll see even more in our beta parrots. That even though, Jonathan.
But even though the chiyuv was on the masker, it would be difficult to say it moves on to the socher.
That was
the svara to say.
Say it again. Because what you said were not, what you said wasn't an even, you know, even afalpi. It was a.
I mean, the two sides of the Gemara is right now that since it's the masker at the time he has it, and therefore the chiyuv belongs to him. So 100% it belongs to the masker, but the question is, and then he gives over the property. So does that right, when he gives over the property, does the chiyuv of Dika transfer over with it, or does it stay in his current ownership?
Okay. Let's say, even with what Tosa says, this is the point I'm trying to bring out. Which is the more obvious view? Even though Tosas has introduced the fact that the chiyuv bedika for a point in time was mutal alamaskir, would you think that would be enough to make a difference? Once the reality is that he sold the property to the socher.
No, because the whole point of bedika is specifically to stop us from eating the food, and like it's very nice that it was chal in the masker, but the whole point is for the socher not to come to eat the food, and he's the one that's going to be mikshal and drown Pesach.
Exactly. So what's the takeaway?
So that chiyuv that you create, that was created, is I guess so strongly attached to him, even against the svara of bedika.
Yeah. What I'm trying to get you to say, which I think is what you mean, 100%. You'll correct me if I'm wrong, is that even though this, you might have thought that for Tosas, this is a totally pragmatic din bedikas chametz. It's a siag of achila. If that's all it remained, it would make zero sense to say, oh, well, formally it began with the masker because he was the owner, and at that time, legally, we looked at him as the one staying in the property. So mimela, it's lo pokamine b'chiyu. What do you mean, lo pok? That's a very formalistic, by the way, this is an interesting meta-halachic question. We had something like it in Rashi, but the whole dynamic is different in Rashi. Namely, when there's a chiyuv mutal on somebody, and then it makes more sense that it should be mutal on someone else, but it's already, you know, within the zman of the chiyuv. If you have two candidates, right, you know, one who begins with the chiyuv, and one, let's say, who now it makes more sense in the chiyuv. Like, what do you do? So I would have said, that might be a meta-halachic question, and likely it depends on the nature of the chiyuv. But what I would have thought was, the more if it's a pragmatic din, it doesn't even get off the ground, this question. B'dikas chametz is siyag l'achila. If you know you're not going to be around, maybe you don't have a chiyuv. If you want to say, okay, the formal chiyuv, you know, begins on your dalad, you're still the owner. Something could go wrong with the sale. You might end up being here, staying here, whatever it is. Not the sale. I mean, the schiros. But I can understand that. But the idea that, oh, it's mutal alecha, it doesn't transfer. It's a siag of achila. It's to save some poor, unsuspecting, you know, or hedonistic, you know, can't resist, you know, good piece of cake. It's to save him from an isarkares. So who's it saving? It's saving the socher. Once, of course, he assumes the chiyuv. That there could be a view to treat this like a formal, you know, chovas agavra, or chovas abayis legabe. This, I don't think it's a chovas agavra, clearly. Right? You would think. That's, I think, the chiddush of Tosis. It's not so foreign. I mean, what Tosis seems to be saying is, or wondering about, either there's the suffix of the Gemara, or no, both agree, and the suffix is within this, and that is, the mechayiv of b'dikas chametz drabanan is a siyag of achila. That doesn't mean that b'dikas chametz doesn't take on its own status as a chiyuv drabanan. It's almost like the tamei mitzvos is the siyag, right? But there's a chiyuv b'dika even according to Tosis. And once there's a chiyuv, it's not so transferable. Now, again, it's not the same. But a little bit of this question of like, how pragmatic is this din of siyag d'oraisa for b'dikas chametz, we have encountered. Yitzchak Talinsky?
I didn't see it. I'm not sure.
No. This is something you saw before.
I'm not sure.
I'm not talking about the phenomenon. Not sure? Josh? Appel? The phenomenon that, according to Tosis, even if you kind of neutralize the siyag d'oraisa, but it's not in the same way. Maybe that's why you're both not picking up on it. If you remember, Tosis on the base was basically saying, well, again, they came to it a little bit through the Ba'yirah part. Like, oh, it's a siyag d'oraisa because of the chomer of chametz, the haraya, there's Ba'yirah. So then Tosa said, and what if there's no Ba'yirah, like Tarovas chametz, l'shitasam? So then there shouldn't be B'dikas chametz either, right? Because then we're not going to be so machmir. There's no kares, there's no Ba'yirah. Do we still make a siyag d'oraisa? So one view in the Ba'alei Tosas, right, in the Rash, and so on. Yeah, you're right. There's no B'dikas chametz, but Tarovas chametz. But our printed Tosas, and the other view in the Tosas Shans, says, no. The reason that they were metakin B'dikas chametz is because of the chomer of chametz and the siyag of kares and all of that. But once they were metakin B'dikas chametz, right, it becomes an institution that relates to all Heftza Shel chametz, even the ones that don't have Ba'yirah, even the ones that don't have kares. Right, there's still a Sheba Yochal there. Okay, that's what I mean. So now Tosis is confronting a different problem. Not that the Heftza Shel chametz is of a different variety and quality, but the Gavra, right, She'alav Mutal, hitherto, the B'dika, he is no longer relevant to the Siyag. So why wouldn't you just transfer it over to the person who is? Maybe his reason, you should have done the B'dika right away. Okay, but you didn't.
Rebbe?
By the way, a way to look at this problem would be to say, I don't think this is what Tosis means is, but if you really think that the either Midin's reason or especially Midin Lefikach, that Tchilas Habdika is the chiyuv and everything else is a kind of a tashlumin, you'd say, oh, it started with the maskir. He was really, it's really his obligation. At that time, he was the siag person. That's another way to say this. I don't think that's what Tosis means. But I think objectively, it's nitan lehe amer. I think what Tosis means is, just like I said in that base, albeit you could be mechalek in either direction, the mechayev of bedika drabanan is different than the life of the takan. What they were mitakein was a din bedika, maybe bedika sabayis, maybe bedika sagavra, maybe a better way to procure in order to accomplish beer and bitol. That's not the reason for the takana, but it ends up being a takana kavua, and we treat it as such. And therefore, that's the continuation of Tosas. Go ahead. I'll take the questions in one more second. Jonathan?
Yeah. Mighty Raya, the mezuzah, to af al pi dechal chi of kodem shehizchir, al socher la sum mezuzah. So that's the right. So it's perfect because now it proves that it's.
Because again, look at it as a chovas habayis. Parallel to Rashi, but in a different way, obviously. Right? Even though it no longer applies to him. Or put it this way, it's a meta halachic issue. There's a better candidate. There's a better candidate. If we were starting now, we'd give it to the other guy. But it started already. So the first has a certain yichus. Not so easy to transfer midstream. Then the Gemara says, Vidachi, the mezuzah chovas hador. No, that's not comparable. Klomar.
Let's say
he's not living in the property.
Yeah.
Would anyone say, according to Tosas on Beis Amud Aleph, that he's not obligated to do Bedikas Chametz if he's going on vacation and he's not going to be there?
No, of course, he's still to do Bedika.
Because it's a low plug. It's an across the board. Right? That's not true. But mezuzah is a chavis hadar. It's a chavis gavra, the person who's getting the shmira. Okay, there's a question.
Yeah, Rebbe, doesn't it make sense to say that this is all like that the reason you can't transfer past Yom Yudal is because it's a low plug? I mean, sorry, we just sort of mentioned that, but I'm saying I don't think
it's because of low plug per se. I think it makes sense. If you assume that what we mean by low plug is that the reason for the takana is one thing, and the content of the takana, right, is independently, which is very, very typical for certain types of Durabanan, right?
Right, but do you have to say that? In other words, why can't it be that it's just a stam, there's a din Durabanan, shemi yavol achlo, and that as a zman, that's koveh. In other words, let's say there was a transfer 3 minutes before the Yom Tov. In other words, that we're preparing, we're setting ourselves up in a scenario.
A little bit, this is what I said before, but let's say two different extreme scenarios. One is what I said before, which is again more conceptual, which is, well, there's still a chiyuv, bedika, betchilas hazman. I think Tosas could have said that, they just don't. I would like somebody to say that. I haven't found it. Meaning the chiyuv is betchilas hazman, like the Rambam. Well, we'll talk about the Rambam still. Maybe the Rambam. The chiyuv is tchilas hazman. And everything after that is to make up for that tchilas hazman. So like, at that point, the masker was mechuyev. It's like a tashlumen. Not literally a tashlumen. Okay, that would be one scenario. I'd be very comfortable with that. I just don't think Tosas is saying that. And the comparison to mezuzah, I think, is problematic too. Or, to say what I understand you to be saying, which is way more pragmatic, which is, if you're going to, you know, just apply this in an efficient, pragmatic way, you know, what are you going to do about a situation where the transition takes place 5 minutes before it's too late, right? That's not fair. So as, you know, from a pragmatic point of view, they low-plugged it all the way back to because they're really worried that there wasn't sufficient time. But in Achanami, from a legal, even Chiyuv Drabanan point of view, there's no din that he had the obligation and therefore he can't transfer the obligation. Bismano. We're just worried that it's going to transfer it in a way that it's not going to work. Now, those are two different explanations, opposite in timing, so when we're emphasizing the beginning, when we're emphasizing the end, and opposite conceptually in orientation too. I'm saying one is, oh, it's at this point it's tashlumen, that's not the same anymore. And the other one we're saying, no, I mean, you know, really, really you could transfer, but you just can't transfer because we can't rely on it. I don't think Tosas is saying, I would be happy with both of those, much happier with mine than yours, but that's just a matter of taste. I would for sure not preclude that there would be people who would formulate it that way, and it would certainly make sense that way and would fit into other things that way. But in my opinion, Tosas is just not saying either of those things. He's speaking in a much more, as I said, meta-halachic way about somebody who is mechuyev in something, and while he, going forward, is no longer the best candidate for that thing, still you don't assess anew in a vacuum. Transferring is different than initiating the chiyuv. That's what I think he's really saying. Great. Now, having said this,
Rebbe, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Yeah. So, why do we have to discuss the siag lachila at all in this case? The silka is probably not going to eat it. It's not his chametz. It's not his chametz. Why would he eat chametz that he finds in a house that he's renting? And the maskir is not going to eat it.
He's not going to eat it anyway. Well, I think our Beit David comes up with something like that.
If you say this, then the question of what is the chiyuv derabanan b'dika becomes more clear, because if the maskir has a yidah, he's chayav to do the b'dika, even if there's no siag achila. And the socher, if he gets it after yidah, even though he has no there's no chashash achila.
You want to take the siag of achila completely out of the equation. No, but can you do that for Tosas when they themselves on Beis Amud Aleph declare that?
I think this is just a case for Tosas where there is no siag achila, and what would you do in such a case?
Doesn't that end up in a way being exactly what we just said?
No, it does, but it
what I'm
it
saying
highlights...
is the siag of achila. What I'm trying to get from Tosas is to say that although the tam hagzera of Bedikas Chametz is siag lachila, what I'm trying to prove is that for Tosas, that's why they were mitakein, but it's not, it doesn't fully capture what they were mitakein.
Right.
Was an institution called Bedikas Chametz, which now has a status of its own, a life of its own, which will apply even when the siag typically doesn't apply. That's what I'm trying to prove from the Tarovitz discussion, and that's what I'm suggesting here as well. Isn't that kind of what you're saying?
Right, I'm just saying that you don't have to say that there's a better candidate, or I don't know.
Trying to prove that point, which I don't think is obvious in Tosas once you read Beis Amud Aleph, right? And you'll see in a minute, Tosas Ben Parrot certainly doesn't think it's obvious either. But I'm trying to prove that point by kind of projecting what would have been if this remained not only the rationale and the impetus of the takana, but also the content of the takana. So I think we're saying, unless I'm misreading you, I think we're basically saying the same thing. I'm spending some time, because I thought that's mechudash, or it's worth pointing that out, to explain how it would have been different otherwise. Okay? Whereas Netanel, for example, was saying, no, not necessarily. And, all right, you understand? Okay, I think we're saying the same thing. Now, Tosfos Ben Peretz, I think, makes it clear that the background of siag l'achila is an issue, even as I think he goes even further in making it perfectly clear what we just said about what happens, in the aftermath of the siag. So now we have, Sam was going to do that, right? Sam?
Okay.
I gave you a lot of time to... You got it?
What exactly are we looking at?
Tosfos Ben Peretz?
Yes. Alamaskir Livdok?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so Alamaskir Livdok de Chamira di Dehu, O Delma Alasakir Livdok de Yisra Bershute Kai. All right, Tosfos Ben Peretz says, Vahu Shema Yavar Babayuaya Bayimatse.
Oh,
that's what the concern is.
By sticking that in. See, now again, we spend a little time. Sometimes it takes too much time, but by doing that, we should be sensitive to even the en passant, meaning the agavurcha comments want to make sure you get a little Latin, you know, credit also for the shir. So the Agav Orcha comments of the Rishonim, right? So when he says, "V'hu shema yaver b'bayra b'imatze," right? Whoa.
We're making an assumption.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Keep going. Vim Tomar.
Vim Tomar. My kimavaya le pshita te alamaski libdo. Dim lokain yehe over b'bayimatze kevin shu shalal.
The other way. Again, the Tosfos Beit Peretz is the first, this is implicit in Rashi, right? When Rashi said, oh, we're dealing with bitol, da 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 da. What was implicit was like, what happened to Bal Yirah here? And for Rashi, it's even more pointed, of course, because for Rashi, Bidika itself is Bal Yirah oriented often, and certainly in the Mishnah. But Rebbeinu Peretz is saying, well, if there's a candidate for Bal Yirah Bayimatze, it's going to certainly be the Maskir. Right?
Right.
That's an assumption. It fits in with Rebbeinu Peretz, with the Rashash, right? And others, we'll see. Although a minute ago, he seemed to be considering that maybe the Socher would. So we'll get back to that. But again, the fact that he spells it out, like what happened to Bal Yirah? A. B. The Maskir is a better candidate for Bal Yirah, he's the Baila. Okay. And what happened to the Socher's Rishus? Is that so obvious? Truth is, I think it is default what you would think. But we know that it isn't so pashut. Right? And especially now when we took a look at that Gemara and Vavam and Aleph a little bit. Right? About Yichud LaMakom. Not so simple. Okay, keep going. The Od Kasha.
Demai Iria Denakat Arbasar. Linkot Nami Shloshasar.
Again, Moses asked this question. They thought we were trying to figure out who's the only guy who could do the Bittul. Tosfos Beit Peretz is asking the question. If it's about Bal Yirah, and who's the best cat? Tosfos Beit Peretz is bothering. Is this a suffix with the Masker or Socher is more of a candidate for Bal Yirah? So why isn't this discussing Yud Gimel? But it seems like for him, it's a reasonable discussion, although his default is a Masker is a better candidate. Right? The Hachi is Chayv a Masker, my time. Shouldn't be a Safek. It shouldn't be limited to Yudalad. So what does he say? Lachain nearly.
Delo bai le'inyan bai rai bai matze. Demari de bitlu. Ela le'inyan chiyuv bedika. Mishum dilma ati lamecha minay.
Ah. So this is a very important contribution. He made a contribution because he spelled out Rashi about the Bal Yirah, and he identified who, in his opinion, is the dominant candidate. Now he makes a huge contribution by filling in, by saying, listen, if we hold like Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph, meaning our Tosafist tradition, and Bedika is about Siag L'Achila, right? So this is about Bedika, Dilma Asi L'Meichal, right? Then Oz, go ahead. How do you explain the Safek? Go ahead.
V'naka Yedalad?
Yeah.
Yeah, V'naka Yedalad de'az chalchi of Bedika al Hamaskir. And
that's what you benefit from. Number one, you can have two possible candidates. It's not so obvious that it's Maskir. Number two, we know why we're talking about Yedalad. Keep going. Very much in light of Tosis, as is the definition of Bedika as a siag l'achila. But then the next line, and I think having spelled out that, so the fact that the suffix could be, again, when you start with a chiyuv, can you pass it on or transfer it, even if the reasoning you know, would seem to be compelling. Listen to look at the next line. Why not just say? And to me, it's even more striking because all the pressure should be, if you hold like Bali Tosas based on an Aleph, all the pressure should be to prove what? To explain what? Alamaskir. Alasocher. That part should be simple at this point. He's the guy who's living there. He's the guy who's in danger. He's at risk. We're trying to protect him. Somebody should protect him. He should protect himself. But maybe the very fact that there's a suffix, right, establishes that the reason for the bedika does not define the content of the bedika. And therefore, kishem shehabayis bo liyad ha-socher, kach bo achiyuv liyad ha-socher. Even for Tosas, it's a kind of a chovas habayis. Why they were metakein? That's one question. What they were metakein? A totally different issue.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Weren't we saying earlier for Tosas that there was sort of a, even formally, that the formal ownership of the house that might be retained by the maskir is consequential for chiyuvim? Wouldn't this kind of undermine that?
No, you mean because of Tosas in Bava Metzia and Tosas in Avodah Zarah?
I forget which one it was, but I thought we said an idea attributing it to the Tosfos that it was that he.
Yeah, no, I was saying that Tosas in Bava Metzia and in Avodah Zarah are less enamored, significantly less enamored, than the Rambam with the notion that Tzchirus is Mechira Lizman Katsuv, because even when the Gemara actually says that, they reinterpret it and neutralize it somewhat. However, that's generally their view about Masker and Socher, right? But with regard to the Sugya here, you still have to explain that the Socher has some relationship to the house. And remember, this is in the Havamina, where the Gemara is thinking that that's what's going on in Mezuzah. And by the way, that works in very nicely with the next line. The next line in the Rabbeinu Peretz is, go ahead. Toshma Masker Baisel Chavero. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, I only have access to the...
You mean it took enough. It took a human, superhuman effort just to get that piece. Okay. So V'kasol Gadaito to Mezuzah Chovas Bal Habayis. Right? And the Kamash Malan is that it's the Chovas Hadar. So to answer your question, I think this all goes into the Shakla Vitaria for Tosas and Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz. Right? Namely, even if the maskir remains the titular owner of the house, and the socher never is quite that, but he's the dar, and maybe he's the balabayas legabe, that was still the havamina. The maskana, we throw that out. And all we're retained with is, you know, the initial chiyuv, right? The transferred chiyuv, you know, the new candidate, etc. Okay? So that's Rabbeinu Peretz. I thought we'd finish this today. We're not finishing it. So what about the, let's talk now about the Maram Chalava. Let's just get one more in and then we'll, Mirtz Hashem on Thursday, hopefully live. I hope we'll be live Thursday. We should be, all things being equal. What is the view of the Maram Chalava? He too, right, is concerned about Bayira. Right? Avi, Roth, do you have the Maram Chalava? Just give me another 5 minutes on the Maram Chalava. Then I still want to talk about Rabbeinu David And I want to talk about the other views within Rashi about Masker Socher, that rush still a little bit. Again, we're going to have to put together the Sugas on Daf Hei and Daf Vav to complete the fill this out, but you know, at least somehow or else. And then again, the Siras HaMafteach, what I gave you to look at.
Masker?
Have you
heard
have it?
Yeah, Masker Bais Lachavero, Barba Asar. Haki Garcinan, Uferusha, she's Kiralo, she cane spa, Bearba, Bethany Sazo, Vansar, Limpok, Ligro, special Shasa. Nikami by lay Haka Amelia Dok, Lomi by lay Mamunayo Avarale, Chamina Mina, Dafi lo Bada, Lo Avarale, Klaal Hadminayo, Nido Raisania, Dafi Sidemachota, Dismar, Hassan de Vasiafa.
This is, what do you think about this? Again, like Marina Peretz. And implicitly, like Rashi, or at least the Achronim's takeaway from Rashi, he's asking the $64,000 question, which is, why is the Gemara right discussing Chiyuv Bedika, not Chiyuv Daraisa Bayira? Or another way to put it might be, if you look at Rabbeinu David, the way he formulates the question is, the person who's Chiyuv Bedika is the person who's Chayiv Ba'ira. That's a different way to ask the question, right? Rashi and Rabbeinu Peretz are basically saying, how come we're not asking about Ba'ira? Rabbeinu David is saying, how come Bedika doesn't just depend on Ba'ira? Okay, but either way, each of their own ways relating to this very important question. Why are we dealing with the Din D'Rabbanan here? And not a more fundamental core din of the Raisa. Right, so Rabbeinu Peretz's answer and Rashash's answer and Marshal's answer is, because if you were dealing with that, it would be obvious that it's Maskir. That's not Maram Chalava's answer. What's his answer? Avi?
Does that mean I keep on reading?
Yeah, but what's his answer before you keep on reading?
What's his answer?
It's not the same answer as the Rashash for Rashi, the Marshal for Rashi, and Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz. Their answer is because it's obvious it's the Maskir.
Well, he thinks I know I'll be chayev based on the
Machalta. This is an amazing Maram Chalava. This is also the view of the Meiri, Alatar. It's also the view of Rabbeinu David. The Maskir and the Socher. Again, there are three views in the Rishonim, or four views, I should say. Everything, every permutation you could, not in Rishonim, there are four views in the Poskim altogether. Right? The predominant view is that the Maskir is Chayiv. Right? Another view within Rashi also is that the Socher Dafka is Chayiv. The view of Ram Chalava, Meiri, Rabbeinu David, is that neither of them are Chayiv. And some Achronim seem to think that both of them should be Chayiv. By Rabbi Matze. Now, in terms of, again, A, what is the criterion for being Chayiv by Yirah? Bailos, Rishos, that's a very important question, right? Whether you say only the Bailim, only the Rishus, neither or both, but also to the question that we asked before, like the bigger kind of question, like default, you know, how difficult is it to violate by Rabbi Imatze? Or how easy, you know, which I think is very conceivably either a technical question, what are the conditions, but very much possibly a Rabbi Shmuel question. Both sides of it, as we said. There shouldn't be Bal Yiruah. Asana Kosov Kilib Rishuso. And therefore, its existence catapults it. It makes it something that is, you know, that needs to be eradicated, or the other way, it shouldn't exist. The fact that it exists is already chiddush. You need a lot to justify this thread. Right? So these four shitos, and how do the shitos then translate in terms of conflicts or attenuated statuses? You know, here we're talking about masker socher. And what about mafkid nifkad? Right? And what about mocher lokeach? Are they all the same? And is there a difference between goy and hekdesh? And goy and hekdesh and everything else? Shalcha iya taroa, ava taroa shalacherim v'shal gavoa. We have to look at the Gemara's later on a little bit. How many psukim for each? And what about hefker? Right? Tosis assumes that there's no bayira on hefker, and bittul is hefker. That's so pashat? That there's no bayira in hefker? There's no bayira, chametz shel goy, chametz shel hekdesh. But we do find in other areas of halacha that shel goy v'shel hekdesh, in some cases even shel hefker actually, trumas maitzrus and so on, certain things, is a hafka, not just the absence of your own ownership. So this question, both in terms of default, ease, as well as the specific criteria, bailus rishus, what constitutes rishus, what constitutes, you know, a measure of bailus, or yachas, kabbalas akrayas, yichud lamakom, these are really complicated questions, and there's a range of views. So here the Maram Chalava is telling us that the masker and the socher are both potter. And what's the raya? Finish in 1 minute.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Where does this all come from? From Nachri. Correct? Now, even in this formulation of Nachri, it's interesting, the language of the Mechilta. What is he deriving from Nachri, essentially, Avi?
He derives that you need both Rishiso and Shala.
But you need Bailus and Rishus. Excellent. Does it sound to you like they're equal?
Yeah, he kind of pins them.
But you need them both.
His formulation, yeah. His formulations say they're both not here.
How so? How different in what way? Which sounds like it's a bigger chisaron in a way.
Yachol Avara, that shalom makes it Yachol Avara. So that
you think that's a bigger chisaron or a more technical chisaron? I'm not sure either. I mean, I have an impression. But I think what you're picking up on is correct, Avi. Namely, it sounds like these are not identical. What they could have said was, you see from Nachri that there are two, in order to violate by Rabbi Matzah, you need two things. Bailus and Rishus. Instead, they say you need Rishus and you need Bailus because otherwise you can't be Mavirat, it's not yours. Right? That's what you're picking up on, right, Avi?
Yeah.
So I actually thought that that's really interesting. It sounds like you're not going to violate Bayra because the Ikar category is the Rishus, it's Bigvulecha. It's Bebesacha. And you don't have that. You're also not going to violate it if you're not the Bailim. But that's for another reason. And then it's like, what do you expect it to do with it? It's not yours. You know, your hands are tied. In one case, we're saying your hands are tied, your potter. In the other case, we're saying your potter, it's not your Rishus. Now, it's a little counterintuitive, because I would have thought, if anything, the opposite. The first prerequisite is that it needs to be shalcha. Maybe it also needs to be Bershuscha. And if you look at Rabbeinu David, I think that's the impression that you get. Rabbeinu David has a line. He also holds the Shita. And he also quotes the Raya from the non-Jew. But he says, if somebody can get the line very quickly, he says, if it's not Shalcha, like the Masker, of course he's Potter. He's Kosher Kane Potter. Why is he Kosher Kane Potter? It's not Shalom. The Socher is also Potter. The Socher is Kosher Kane Potter because it's not Shalom. The Mask is Potter too because it's not Shalcha. Anybody have it?
Yeah.
Yeah, not that.
Says that.
Am I right?
Yeah. I'll skip a little bit. But he said, I'm supposed to ask, Yesh Hacham, it's in over him, I love about your Abayim. What's a low masker low? Socher is Zeshin, Shalom is Zeshin, Rishuso. Shah Socher Azek, Farniknilo, Abayis, the Skiris, the Kessler, Star Chazaka, Abayis, Rishuso, the Garmin, and comments. Can I really come on? Dafka of the Skiris, Lokanish, Shani Achi, the Afger, Rachman, Lashon, Lewate. When we acher Hachami Tuber, Rishuso, Shal Socher, in a masker over by your Abayim, Matse, Baffle Pish, Hachami Shalom. The Kolshakane, Shah Socher, Shane, Shalom, in over love, Baffle Pish, Uber, Rishuso.
Yeah. Notice he doesn't talk about Yachalavar and Yachalavar. And if any, and his hierarchy is, again, in theory, you could say they're equal, right? You need both. Or you could say that one is a bigger chisaron than the other. The Rabbeinu David is saying masker is a bigger, I'm sorry, lack of bailus is the biggest chisaron. Rishus is also chisaron. And it sounds like the way the Maram Chalava is learning, it's the opposite. Rishus is the koveya here. Of course, if you're not the bailim, you're going to be potter because of what he's supposed to do with this thing. You can't be bavirit. So even within the perspective that says that you need bailus and rishus, it sounds like there are three possibilities. They're equal, or which one is the bigger factor? That's important. Keep going just for another minute. We're just going to stop in a second. And where does he get this from? From Nachri. But if you get it from Nachri, what's the obvious? You could say, Shiny Nachri. There's a special Xeris HaKasuv. Shalcha Yataroa. Ataroa Shalakerim. That's Nachri. Vishal Gavoa. But Yisrael be Yisrael, that might be all bets are off. Maybe it's not the same. Who I didn't hektish, maybe hefker, right? So what does he say? The who I did, that's why he adds. He knows, and Rabbeinu David does it too. Rabbeinu David ends up quoting the whole sugya in Vav and Aleph. We'll read Rabbeinu David and finish up next time. Go ahead. Who I did nami?
Who I did nami? Lachem social Yisrael b'shus Yisrael acher. Ella Dorotha de Milsanaka, Del Olam, Yisrael Mivar Chemso, Vlomishka Hasla, Ella Bahaki, the Masker Barbasa, Nimudraban Asa, Wakama Narek Babas Rasa.
But there's a Dindrabanan. This whole thing is about a Dindrabanan, not about Bayura, which is also the view of Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David has this interesting formulation that anytime you have Chemso Shel Yisrael, it requires Bedika Dorabanan. Not Chemso shall Akum, right? Bershus Yisrael, but Chemso shall Yisrael Bershus Akum always requires Bedika, Drabana. That's Rabbeinu David. Maram Chalava is talking about a general Chiyuv Drabana and Bedika. Oh. Okay, so we'll finish this up. I want to discuss a little more of Maram Chalava, Rabbeinu David, Meiri. Then I want to talk very quickly again about the other Shitas, the Rosh, about Mafka and Nifka, very quickly, because we're going to speak more about it later. And the ones about Socher Maskir, again, the Nesivas in Makar Chaim, the Magen Avraham, the Gra, what do they say about this? And then Mesiras HaMafteach, the things I talked to about. And then move on to Chetzkas Baduk, Lishaile, Namonos. And then after that, back to Bittul. Okay.